A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Samech Vav, Yuma 66a, pagination page 131, about halfway down on the page, Masnisin at the end of a line, a new Mishnah. Balo Eitzel Soir HaMishtaleach, the Kohen Gadol came to the Soir that was going to be sent away, the one La'azazel, V'somach Shteyodav Alav U'misvadeh, and he leaned his hands on it and said the following vidui, v'kacha yo'omer. Ono Hashem, please Hashem, chatu ovu pashu lefanecha amcha beis Yisrael. The Jewish people have sinned, as the Gemara explains, Jewish people includes the Kohanim. He did not specify the Kohanim, but they were included. Ono Hashem, kapena lachatom v'lavonus v'lapshom shachatu v'sha'ovu v'sha'pashu lefanecha amcha beis Yisrael. Please atone for the sins that were done. Kakosuv, Besoras Moshe Avdecha Leimer, as the Pasuk says, Ki vayom hazeh, it's on this day of Yom Kippur, Yechapar Aleichem, Hashem will atone, L'tayir Eschem, to purify you, Mikol Chatoseichem Lefnei Hashem Titaru, from all your sins in front of Hashem, you will be purified. V'akohanim v'ha'om ha'omdim ba'azara, a highlight of our Yom Kippur davening, the Kohanim and the people, when they heard these words while they were standing in the Azara, Kishayosham Shema Meforash Shuyotz Mepi Kohen Gadol, they heard the word Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. Hayukorim Mishtachavim V'noflim Alpneim V'omrim, they would fall to the floor bowing, and they would say, Baruch Shem Kivod Machosol Olam V'ed, blessed is Hashem's kingdom forever and ever. Once he finished his vidui, Masru Lemisha Haya Malicho, he gave it over to the person who's going to walk it to the cliff. Hakok Sherim Leholicho, anybody can do this job, even a Yisrael. Ela Sha'asu Akonim Gedolim, the Kohanim had a rule, Keva, they had an established rule. Velo Haya Manichim Es Yisrael Leholicho, they did not allow a non-Kohen to do the walking. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Masa v'alicho arsula v'yisrael hayo. Rabbi Yossi said, it once happened that they used a certain person, and he was a Yisrael, so it can't be such a hard and fast rule. The Tosfos Chadashim, printed in Yachin Boaz in Mishnayis, points out that there's a tradition that the person who walked the animal would die within the year, for whatever reason. And therefore, he writes, they had a rule that they did not want to have a Yisrael do this, because then it would look like the Kohanim, who are the people in charge, are giving off this particular service. Of all services that they allow other people to do, they allow this one to be done by a Yisrael. It's not in good form. And therefore, even though it was permitted to allow a Yisrael to do it, it wasn't a recommended, politically correct, smart thing to do. He writes the word keva comes from the word as it's used by osa tefiloso keva, a person who is forced to daven, pirish baal korcho, against his will, that he's not really into it. So they made a keva, they made a rule of their own, that they didn't allow a Yisrael to do it. It wasn't a hard and fast rule, and if Rabbi Yossi says they once allowed a Yisrael to do it, maybe there was a specific reason. But as a general rule, they didn't want a Yisrael to do it because it looks like they're palming off the service about which the tradition is, that the person's going to die from doing this service. They didn't want to do that, get a bad reputation, give it off to a Yisrael. The Mishnah continues and tells us, V'kevesh asu lo mepnei ha-bavliyim. They made a special ramp because of the bavliyim. Shayu metalshim b'sayro, because they would grab his hair. V'omrim lo, and they would say to him, tol v'tzei, to hurry him, that he should go and take the animal to the cliff, do that walk quickly, and do that part of the service quickly, because they were hung up with the awareness that the red string would turn white and would symbolize the atonement, and they wanted to get rid of their sins quickly. So they antagonized this person who was designated to walk the Soiv HaMishtaleach, and therefore a special ramp was built to protect him so that he would walk perhaps a little bit more pomp and ceremony and distance from the bystanders. It would be interesting to know whether Chazal of the time, when they built this ramp, whether they were simply objecting to the treatment that they were giving to this designated person, or were they objecting to the entire perspective where these Bavliim, as they're called, are hinging their atonement not on tshuva, not on the service, but they're hinging everything, go do it quickly, on the change of the red to the white. That's what we're into. It's like a segula type of thing. And of course, the atonement is achieved by an entire service of Yom Kippur. There was a highlight, it was symbolic, but there was an entire service that the Kohen Gadol had to do. We discussed the Ketores, the Karbanos, etc., the Vidui, there's a tshuva, and it could be that they were objecting to a lot more than the fact that they were pulling at the man's hair. But in any case, that's the statement of the Gemara, of the Mishnah. Going on to the Gemara clarifies on Amud Beis, six lines up, the Kevish Asulo, they made this special ramp. Amar Rabba Barchana lo Bavlim hayu Alexandrim hayu. These people really weren't Babylonians. They were really from Alexandria. Umitoch shesonim esa Bavlim, because the Alexandrians hate the Bavlim, hayu korinos an al shemam. When they talked about them and they recorded their behavior, they called them Bavliim, because that's something that's the last thing he wants to be called. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we learned, Lo Bavliim hoyu, el Alexandriim hoyu. Indeed, they were not Bavliim, they were Alexandrians. Omer lo Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi responded, Tanuach daitecha, you should have Yishuv Hadas, you should have serenity, Shehinachta es daiti, because you gave me serenity, because he was apparently from Bavel, and this being attributed to his kinship troubled him. He's from people with a tradition of antagonizing in the Beis HaMikdash. And by telling him that it's really not the Bavliim, it's really the Alexandrium, he was calmed down and he offered a blessing of thanks. Now, this concept of calling somebody not by the name, just as an analogy to it, it's interesting that the Romans chose to call Eretz Yisrael Palestine. Some people say that there's really absolutely no basis for that usage, and really the only sourceable usage of it is that the Pelishtim living in the neighboring area antagonized the Jews regularly. They were constantly pillaging different generations. Either it was a generation that was safe from the Pelishtim, the time of Shmuel, for example, or it was a time that they were suffering from the Pelishtim. And every generation, that was a litmus test of how things were. The Pelishtim were antagonizing the Jewish people, and therefore the Romans chose the name Palestine to call the conquered region, but simply a way of antagonizing, not that it really had anything to do with Plishtim. The Tiferes Yisrael on Mishnayis writes that there's actually a deeper play on words here. It wasn't just that they chose the people that Alexandrium didn't like and started calling them by that name. The word Bavliim is a contraction, B'nei Beli, people who don't have. And the Yachon Uvoaz writes, what they're referring to is Beli Derech Eretz. They don't have basic manners. They were behaving in an improper way. Let's squeeze in one more piece of Gemara. Starting on the same page, the last word of the small lines, Amar Rav Yehuda said, Shifto Shalevi lo avar avodas kochavim. At the time of the Egel, the tribe of Levi did not serve Avodah Zarah, Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says over there, that Kol B'nei Levi, all of the Levium, gathered to Moshe when he called Mila Hashem Elai. So if all of the B'nei Levi came to him, so the discussion is in Parshas V'zos HaBracha, it says in credit of Levi, Ha'omer La'oviv Uli'imo Lo Re'isiv, that he did not have favoritism to his father or his mother, ves echav lo hikiv, ves banav lo yada, nor to his brother or his son. He did not show favoritism at the time of the Egel, and he killed all the people that served the Egel. So the question is, if indeed all of the tribe of Levi gathered, that they were not involved in the Egel, and they could truly answer, Mila Hashem Elai, so how could it be that a person of Levi is killing, not showing favoritism to, his father, or his brother, or his son? What's that case? And the Gemara answers, Aviv, his father, refers to Avi Imo mi Yisrael, his grandfather through his mother. So that grandfather is not a Levi and was not included in that statement that every Levi gathered. Mila Hashem Elai, this man was a Yisrael, and it could be there was such a case where his grandfather worshipped. And likewise, Achiv, his brother, would have been a brother from his mother, but born from a Yisrael father. Banav is referring to his grandchild of a daughter that married a Yisrael, and all of the cases are explained based on a non-Yisrael being the father of the person being discussed. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.